What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 296, and we are back from a week off.
And you took a week off.
Yeah, my co-host Ryan is here, obviously, and our podcast is, of course, brought to you by Amazon. You got to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something. That gives us a little kickback and keeps the podcast on going. How was the week off? Yeah, how was the week off?
It was all right. It went by quick, honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went back to Pittsburgh to visit friends and family. It was cold. Wasn't too happy about that, but it was good. I had a lot of food.
Yeah.
And
I know a lot of your pictures, you did a photo dump today, like I think when you got back. Was it today or maybe yesterday?
It was today.
Half your pictures were food, I think, but it all looked good.
Yeah. Yeah. So we are back. Today was like the first like work day. So I got back last night and today's the first work day. And everybody knows that first day back is just like I'm struggling. So if I'm struggling during this podcast, I'm sorry, but it's been a long day. And that flight. So like I flew from Pittsburgh to St. Louis, St. Louis to San Diego, and it's just like a long day of travel, you know, going across the country. So it's just very tiring. But of course, we are here to talk about tech. And if you want to follow along with us, we do have our full show notes page that is listed in the description of the video, wherever you're watching this. You can go ahead and check that out. But that's everything that we're going to talk about this week. And we will start with our review of the Gigabyte X570S Aorus Master Motherboard. Now, X570S, we talked about it for a while now, and basically, it's more or less a rebrand of the X570 chipset. Right. There's nothing new about it. It's just companies are trying to re-release motherboards or release new motherboards that don't have the active cool fan. There's no change to the chipset itself. So it's the same X570 chipset that's been out for 2 years. You're not going to get any, I mean, you're going to get new features put in by motherboard manufacturers, but the chipset itself has not changed.
Sure.
The only change is the S or the silent, so you don't have the active cooling fan. So in the case of the Gigabyte X570S Aorus Master, they've done a complete redesign of the board. We reviewed the X570 Aorus Master 2 years ago, and this board looks immensely better than the older board. You know, this is going to give you everything you want in a Ryzen motherboard, plus a lot of other stuff. You have a 14+2 power face design, 4 M.2 slots, USB 3.2 Gen 2x2, Wi-Fi 6E. So like the Gen 2x2 and the Wi-Fi 6E are things that you probably wouldn't have got on like a, you know, the original X570 board, but now you're going to get them here because it's 2 years later and these things are a lot more common and a lot more affordable for motherboard manufacturers. The board itself, the design is very, very similar to their X590 boards. Or the Z590 boards, I'm sorry, or 690 boards. I mean, this looks closer to the Z590 than the Z690. Okay. But it's just this pretty, I would call it like a solid design from Gigabyte. They've toned down the RGB. If you remember, the Aorus boards were the boards with the most RGB out there when they first came out. They had RGB everywhere, and the only RGB you're going to get is just on this IO cover. That's it. So everything else, there's no RGB. You do get the headers, but that is about it. And you'll notice the big thing on this board is this bottom half. So before on the original X570 Aorus Master, you did have the M.2 heat sinks, but they were just their own thing, and they were not connected. Like this just looks like one big heat sink, which I'm a fan of it. You might not be a fan of it because you probably have to like to remove say like this slot down here. If you want to swap out this M.2, you have to remove 4 screws and remove this entire part, which probably means you have to remove your graphics card as well. So it can be a pain that way, but looks wise, I think that it's just an, like, putting this all together at the bottom of the board, I think just looks pretty awesome there. So, but overall, like I said, it's a very good board. It's going to have everything that you want in the X570 platform. A lot of the newer features, like we said, Wi-Fi 6E, USB 3.2 Gen 2x2. And because it's the Aorus Master, it's going to have all of those higher end features that you expect from an Aorus board. The memory slots, the power connectors, the PCI Express slots, they all are metal reinforced. You're going to get all of that. You know, this has the thermal tape on both the top and the bottom of the heat sinks. So you can see that there on the four M.2 slots, which is quite a lot for a mainstream board. But I'm a huge, you know, NVMe guy. So you have
a lot of expansion options there.
A lot of expansion options, yeah, for sure. You also get the metal on the back, which, you know, it helps with cooling, but it also helps just with the stability of the board as well. So you have that back there. You do have a ton of connectivity as far as USBs. 1, 2, 4, 8, 10, 12 total USB ports on the back. The one is the Type C. That's the USB 3.2 2x2. 2.5 gig LAN, and then, of course, Wi-Fi 6E on here. Clear CMOS and Q-Flash buttons are on the back. Of course, integrated I/O shield, which is all but common these days on high-end boards. So overall, I really do like this board. It's a complete, it's definitely an upgrade from the original, but I would say if you do have the original, there's no reason to get this board. If you already have a current X570 motherboard, you're not getting a massive feature upgrade to where it makes it worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're building a Ryzen system now, this is definitely a board that I would recommend, not just based on its feature set, but based that you don't have an active cooling fan. Now, in my opinion, the active cooling fans, if you have it in a case and you're wearing headphones, it's not going to matter. But some people, they hate the active cooling fans. So any of these new X570S boards, there's a couple other companies that have them as well. I would suggest those if you're going to be building a new Ryzen system. I really like this board. The one interesting thing is the USB 3.2 Gen 2x2. I believe that's an AS Media controller. And it just wasn't as fast as like the Intel USB 3.2 Gen 2x2. So USB 3.2 Gen 2x2 should get 2000 megabytes per second on a portable SSD. We got about 1600, which, you know, not that slow, but it wasn't up to the other. So that's basically it. But I gave it a 9 out of 10. Check it out. It's, again, if you're building a Ryzen system now, it's definitely on the top of our list because it just has everything. It has all the new features that you might not have got on those older X570 boards. So go ahead and check that out. I also took a look at a headset. This is the Edifier GX, and it's part of their
Hikate.
I don't know how you say it, But Edifier is really known more in Europe. They make a lot of really nice earbuds as well as headsets, but they're not so much a gaming brand. But with gaming being what it is these days, you kind of have to put out some gaming products. So this is what, you know, they put out. It's a GX, very gaming looking headset. It's probably one of the cooler looking headsets that that I've reviewed. It just has this sort of like this, I don't know. It's very gaming looking. It is a lot of plastic on here, but the headband is metal. So you don't have to worry about it breaking or anything like that. This can work with a bunch of different devices, not just your PC. It can work with a mobile device. It can work with, you know, Nintendo Switch. It can work with, I believe, PlayStation and Xbox as well. So it's an all around headset Really. One thing I really like about it too is it's Type C. It's USB Type C, so you have the Type C connection on the headset itself, and you can do direct line too. So you can, you know, hook this up to any device. And you know, it's a very comfortable headset. You have like the fake leather ear cups. They're not crazy big, but they're not super small either. 50 millimeter drivers in here. It has a pull out microphone, so the microphone is in the one ear cup, and then it just pulls out. As you can see, you can adjust where it's at. We do have recordings of the microphone, comparing it to a bunch of other microphones in headsets that we've tested, so you can get an idea, so you guys can go ahead and go on the review and check that out. Not the best microphone. A lot of gaming headsets don't have the best microphones. There have been a few companies that have really made better headset microphones, but it's not going to be something like what I'm talking into or what Ryan's talking into, which is a dedicated microphone. But like I said, it's a really good headset. You just plug it in, plug and play. No software, which I'm a little bit kind of disappointed about. Just for the fact that you know, we have these headsets here. Ryan and I use the same headset, and we can like set different EQ modes and things like that. You can't do that with this headset. Also, there is RGB lighting, which you can see. There's a button on the side that you can just cycle between the colors and cycle between a couple effects like pulse, like breathing and things like that, which is pretty cool. There's also a button to switch the EQ mode from game mode to, like, you know, music mode, but I couldn't tell the difference. And there's no indicator to tell you which mode you're in. There's no LED indicator. There's no voice indicator. Like, for my trip, I bought a new pair of Bluetooth noise canceling headphones. And when you hit the noise, you hit the button, it says, you know, noise canceling mode or what, you know, whatever mode. There's no way to know which mode you're even in at all. There's no way, which is a little bit of a bummer. As far as sound quality goes, I think it's a good sounding headset. This isn't a headset that's going to give you surround sound or anything like that. But it sounds good. The sound quality is good. Connected via USB, which I did through the PC, just shows up, you know, as a device. No problem getting it connected. Plug and play, no drivers or anything like that. It is a bit limited, but I feel this would be like a good headset if you game on a bunch of different devices. If you have PlayStation in the living room and your PC here, you could have one headset that you could use on both. Same thing with like a Switch. You can use it on, say, like an Android phone that has a Type C. It just goes right in, works, no problem there either. So it's a good overall headset. It doesn't have any of the virtual surround sound that like competitive gamers would want. No THX, no Dolby, none of that kind of stuff. But just it sounds good. It's better than like a crappy, obviously like a $5 headset or something like that. So I gave it an 8 out of 10. It's priced at $79.99, which I think is a little high considering it doesn't have any virtual surround sound for gamers. And again, no software is kind of... it would be nice to change
this. A little high, yeah. Up.
Yeah, like if I could fit that gaming EQ mode or make my own EQ mode, which you get on a lot of these gaming headsets these days, you can make your own EQ modes and do all that kind of stuff, you know, so none of that. But I think, again, just like for an overall headset that you could use on a bunch of different devices, this could be it. And like I said, it does look pretty cool as well. So go ahead and check that out there as well. And that brings us to Case Mod Friday. And this week we have a Battlefield 2042 themed build. It's called Project 2042. By Oracle Mods, and it's pretty cool.
You've been picking some good ones lately.
There's been, like, it's like that time of year, man. There's so many good ones right
every
now.
Every now and then there'll be one where I'm like, but like the last couple, and including this one, I've really liked. So yeah, no, this is pretty sweet.
Here's with with like the whole Battlefield 2042 and all of that.
Yeah, so, and sometimes you get these crazy, like when they partner, or maybe not necessarily partner, but have a theme like for a game coming out or something like that, they'll go all in on something and it just, I don't know, is a little too busy for me. But I think this is like the perfect amount of branding and logos and artwork related to the game to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, so it's the Inwin 303 EK, which we've both have been huge fans of. That's with the built-in res in the front. You can see right here. But it's all been, I don't know if this is, I assume this is a vinyl wrap on the front and then on the side with the Battlefield 2042 logo there. We've talked about this the past few builds. There, let me bring up the bigger picture. The graphics card is not water cooled, but the CPU is, which is a little different, which is something that we don't typically see. I just like the color, like the colors don't necessarily like go together, but they
they're complementary, but they look fine together. Yeah.
Yeah. So they work. It's like I said, everything just goes together in this and I like it. And it's not crazy, like, you know, overdone or anything like that. It just all kind of goes together.
And I like the custom BF 2042 stickers in the middle of the fans.
Yeah, right there.
Those are just a nice little touch there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wrap is cool. I like that feature as well.
Yeah, very cool. So definitely check that out. That is from Oracle Mods. And again, as I always say, we have a full section of Case Mod Friday builds on the site. So if you're looking for some inspiration or just want to look through some really cool mods, we have a ton on there. Let's move to news. We're kind of flying through this week. We're just going through everything. So we talked about it previously. There were rumors that a GeForce RTX 2060, they would be rebranding it with 12 gigabytes of memory. And we talked about it makes sense that they have all these old GPUs and they want to repurpose them, give them some more memory, make them be able to support higher resolutions, newer games, things like that. Also be able to get more graphics cards out there that people would actually might want to buy to help with the supply issues and all of that. So it looks like this is actually happening. The EEC, which is where we find
common source of info.
Yeah, that's the regulatory body in somewhere in Europe. And basically it confirms that at least Gigabyte has has four different models coming out, 2060s with 12 gigabytes of memory just based on their product name.
It looks like they'll have like a WinForce 2, WinForce 2OC.
So I mean, I think that just makes sense. We talked about this before, but the price is right and it will be able to support higher resolutions, newer games, higher, more in-depth textures, things like that. Would be good. And again, getting more graphics cards in the hands of people is a good thing. You know what I mean? So
yeah, no, I'm always for extra memory in video cards.
And I think with this EEC thing coming out, I think probably January, like CES time, will be in the announcement. I assume that's when it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we can probably assume that Gigabyte obviously isn't going to be the only AIB that's coming out with cards. So it'll be interesting to see what everybody else launches as well.
Yeah. I'm excited to see. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, we know like we have the WinForce. If we're going to get the same typical cards, or maybe we'll see a new.
I mean, I think it'll be pretty easy for them to use the same designs for the most part. Yeah. They may have to tweak their coolers just a little bit to add some extra points for extra memory if memory. They've had to do that, but past that they can probably get away with the same design, I would think.
Yeah, so we'll see, and we'll obviously keep you guys updated if there's any more leaks on that front. Also, MSI they revealed their CES 2022 innovation products, the products that were nominated for their CES Innovation Awards. And one of the products on there was a board that didn't officially announce yet is their Meg Z690 Godlike, which it's just such an interesting board because the only thing that you see on the board is the CPU socket. It's weird. It's everything's completely covered with either heat sinks or like a plastic shell covering, even over the memory slots, which would be right here, right?
It kind of harkens back to that first NZXT motherboard with the, just all that covering. And then it's also so futuristic looking. Like, this is what, you know, 20 years ago I would have said a motherboard looks like, that's just like all these smooth textures and you know, screens on it. I mean, it's got a you know, a screen off to the right side showing some information, and CPU clock and everything like that, lights glowing all over it. It's pretty cool though.
Yeah, so I think that they're taking some cues obviously from the ROG boards that had the little screens. You get a decently sized screen here that goes over where I guess your memory would be.
Well, no, your memory is just to the left of that in that black.
Yeah, yeah, I guess it says memory.
Memory something there, yeah.
And then you have RGB lighting that goes through over here and then over here and then over here. And then I guess these would be heat sinks for M.2s.
M.2s, yeah. And then the covers for the PCI slots.
Yeah.
These things, yeah.
I'm just wondering.
It feels like it'd be a lot of work to build with.
Yeah, and I'm also wondering, like, does this piece come off if you have like a larger cooler?
Or like, you know? What? Now we're not using RGB memory.
You know? I don't know. So very, very interesting. There's no official product page for this yet on MSI's website, because I checked this today. I checked this morning. So I like it. But like you said, I think it's going to be a little hard to, but I assume all this stuff comes off. Just like the NZXT, like a lot of that stuff you could take off doing the building process, or if you wanted to mod it, or if you wanted to paint it, or what, you know, change it in any way you could. We could also see a lot of 3D printing of parts too, to make your own custom one. That'd be kind of cool. If we saw that, but yeah, very interesting board. I think the coolest part obviously is the LCD screen, which is right here. And it'd be interesting to see like what you can actually display. Obviously they're just displaying like the processor and the speed, but like, can you put anything on it? Do you have like a select widget
video? Like,
yeah.
And the colors that they're using, like, is it limited to that color scheme, or is that just the color scheme they went with?
Yeah, don't know. We do not know. So we'll keep you guys updated. But very, very, very cool looking board. And they put out all the products that have, you know, got the innovation awards. So very cool stuff. Pretty exciting. I always like the super high end boards that have like things you never would need in a motherboard, but you just
All right. What else can we throw on this thing? We got some room.
Yeah. Here's something that's bad news for a lot of people, which could be bad news. Because of the price of Grex cards and all of that, a lot of miners are focusing on CPU mining, and this could be really bad, especially for Ryzen, people who want to build with Ryzen processors, because Ryzen processors do better in crypto mining because they have the large L3 cache. So you get things that look like this, which is just if you guys are listening and you're not on the stream, is just a line of motherboards with just lined up for mining. And we're used to seeing a bunch of GPUs all stacked up, but this is just motherboards, Ryzen motherboards, just ready for mining.
I don't know. Is this a very popular coin, though?
No.
Reptorium, you know.
Reptorium. Like, but again, you I can. I
haven't heard of it, but.
But you the thing about crypto is you can mine Reptorium and then change it into whatever you want. Right, but what's the
conversion rate, right? Like from,
yeah.
Is it even worth it?
Yeah, you know apparently I mean? it's gaining popularity. So we'll see. I just, with the how hard it is to get GPUs now you're going to take out what Ryzen, you know, add Ryzen processors to that. And, you know, the prices could go up like crazy, like we've seen with the GPUs. And, you know, Ryzen 6000 series is around the corner.
Yep.
You know, it's not, I don't know. This just makes me sad. Because I just want people to be able to buy, like to be able to build a gaming computer. Yeah. And when you keep on making things harder to get, the prices go up and then they're paying twice what they should. So we'll keep you updated on this. Hopefully it's not as bad as it doesn't get bad like we got with GPUs, but only time will tell. Now, something that when I saw, I said, shut up and take my money. OWC announced the world's fastest PCI Express Gen 4 SSD, the Excelsior 8M2 with speeds up to 26,000 megabytes a second, or basically 26 gigs a second.
Okay.
That's kind of fast. That's fast, right?
A little quick. Yeah.
Yeah. So it holds, it's a add-in card. It holds up to what, eight? Yeah. Holds up to eight NVMe SSDs on it. I assume they're in some type of RAID to get those type of speeds. It supports Gen 4 or Gen 3. NVMe SSDs has its own cooling on it as well. You can see, and it does get powered by PCI Express power as well as the slot power. Looks like a 6-pin there. So very cool.
Looks like it's
okay.
It like the two, they have a 2 terabyte model with the 8 240 gig NVMe drives.
Yeah,
that's great. And it's really not like super expensive.
I mean, the 64 terabyte version is $13,000.
Okay, for the 2 terabyte.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, 2 terabytes, what, $1,300 it says. Okay. So I mean, yes, 13, you compare a 2 terabyte NVMe drive to this thing and it's a lot, but if you need that type of throughput
speed, yeah,
that doesn't seem crazy to me to get that much throughput for 12,
yeah, it's $1,300. So the 2 terabyte is $1,299, 4 terabyte is $1,699, 8 terabyte is $2,479. 16 terabyte is $4,299. 32 terabyte is basically $8,000. And as I said, the 64 terabyte is $13,000. That's a lot of speed, though.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of this thing. So yeah, obviously most consumers aren't getting this, although it would work in any, you know, PCI Express slot. This is more for workstation,
sure,
high-end video creation where you need, as Ryan said, the, you know, that type of throughput. But very cool. Very, very fast. I would like two. You can send them to me. I'll take the 64.
None of these seem crazy expensive to me. 64 terabytes?
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of storage, right? We're not talking the 64 gig card. We're talking 64 terabytes of space.
Yeah, and again, like, you know, the big, like, either movie studio working with, like 8K RAW, like, yeah, really 13 big grand, files. All right. Yeah,
get two of them.
Yeah, very, very cool. So, yeah. Again, not so much for consumers, but cool in my mind because I love fast storage. So yeah, Inwin announced new DIY series cases. One is called the Air Force and the other is called the Explorer. I want your input on this, Ryan.
Dude, I love these things, especially the The Gundam looking Air Force. Yeah, I saw another site had reviewed both of these this week, and I think these are cool. I don't necessarily like the pricing on them. I think they're priced a little high, but these are like a do-it-yourself, you build the case type of product. A lot of plastic involved, which I think is fine. You know, they've got tempered glass. They've got some cool designs. Like I said, if you minimize this image and go down to the next one, the like white and red and blue Air Force, right? Like that looks like a Gundam color scheme, right? So you could do a total build right there. Apparently these, I think, were designed by high school.
Oh, that's cool.
Kids, or I don't think it was college, but yeah, I mean, they've got mounts for, you know, multiple fans in these things. You can put water cooling in them. I like them. What do you think? Do you not like them?
The Air Force reminds me of the Antec Land Boy.
Oh, okay. When I first looked at it, I thought it looked like a plastic version of like the 925. That's what it reminds me of. Sort of, because it's got that shape. Obviously, it's not as robust and
yeah, I featured and the actual, like, here's it, what it would look like with gear inside.
Uh-huh. Go back. Will it rotate back?
Yeah.
Wait. And see how that plastic's like smoky, like transparent around the frame?
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. I mean, that looks cool to me. I think these are pretty awesome.
Yeah. So you have, what's going on? So these are the only two options that are available, like this color and then the
for that other Air Force.
Yes.
The other one had like a kind of an off-white, which I wasn't a big fan of, and then they had this other color as well. Color scheme.
But the Explorer is the Mini ITX. Uh-huh. It is kind of interesting what they've done with the side panel, like that, you know, with the
little tabs.
That's pretty interesting. No, they're cool.
No, I'm a fan. I think these are pretty neat. I know that not everybody's gonna like these. I enjoyed seeing these.
And like I said, pretty cool stuff. There's this one, you know, with the system installed in it.
Yeah, I think you could do a really neat build with like get a nice white motherboard with that color scheme. You know, I know there's white all-in-ones, or you could even do a custom loop
white
in
power supply. Yeah,
just like really go all in with that colors.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Pretty cool.
So do you know the pricing on these?
I don't know that they have it on their sites. I think the Air Force was like 180, if I'm not mistaken.
And that's with like no fans.
Yeah, see me. Take a look here.
Interesting.
Yeah, the Air Force has an MSRP of 180, I believe. I don't remember if it. No, it comes with four of their Luna AL 120s.
Okay, so you get some lighted fans in there.
Yep.
Nice.
Which is nice. And I'm not sure on the other case, actually. I can find it real quick here what it was, but I liked both of these. 140, and it came with three of the fans.
Nice. I feel like we're coming into case season. This is when you'll see a lot of cases being announced or launched. Like now through like January, February is when a lot of cases launch, because you're in between the big launches of CPUs and graphics cards, and you see a lot of cases being launched around this time.
You can get that attention that's not being drawn away by the other flashier products.
Yeah, so go ahead and check that out. We have a link to the product pages if you want to, which we just scrolled through, but if you guys want to check those out there as well. Corsair, which you actually sent me this, but Corsair launched special editions of their K65 RGB mini keyboard, which we did review, and they're calling this Corsair Collections, which I'm a fan of. I like the idea of a company coming out with, like, again, this is called Corsair Collections, like a a collection of special edition products or a collection of
kind of like a drop, like a limited edition drop.
Yeah, a drop on a product, you know, that's been out or whatever. We've seen it with Ducky does it with their keyboards, you know. Mm-hmm. So you have four different colors or colorways. You have Hint of Mint, which is this one right here. You have Bubblegum Pop, which is this pink one down here. You have Berry Wave, which is blue. And then you have Watermelon Blast, which is this one down here. I don't know how big picture of those, but yeah, the only thing I wish there were just like a little bit more to like color, like
yeah, I wish there was another colorway. They all feel the same, like they fit this like pastel, like cutesy look, which I don't mind. Like I like the I think I like all of them other than the pink one. Isn't my style. The other three though I think are cool. Even the watermelon one is pretty neat. But yeah, I wish they would have done you know, we see, like you said with the Ducky, there's all these color variants and some of them are just like amazing. You know, if they did like some sort of a gray with an accent color or whatever the case may be, I think that would go well. And who knows, if these do well, we could end up with something like that with some other color variants.
But I mean, this whole Corsair collections could not just be limited to keyboards too. We could see we have Corsair headsets on, mice, even cases, AIOs. You could see a whole different thing. I mean, it'd really be cool to get like a drop of an AIO. Mm-hmm. Cause you never see that. You know what I mean?
That seems like a smaller market to me. Like
it's a much smaller market, but it would be very cool in my opinion.
I can see headsets, which they kind of, not that they do that, but they've had some color schemes, you know, with their void stuff or mice. Like I could see some matching mice with these keyboards here.
Yeah, that'd be very cool. So yeah, check that out. Again, Corsair Collections on the K65 RGB Mini keyboard, which is a really great 65% keyboard. Really, really cool. So yeah. And if you ordered a, did you pre-order a Steam Deck?
No.
What? Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, people are really excited about it. So Steam Deck, if you're not familiar, that is Valve's portable gaming, I guess you call it a console, you know, that runs Steam. Everybody's super excited about it, you know, but it's delayed till February. They said supply chain issues, which obviously makes sense.
Yeah,
people were really excited about this because it was supposed to come out right at holiday season, which is not going to happen. So you have to wait till February now. They just basically just said supply chain issues. If you're already like in the queue or, you know, you have your pre-order in, they're going to be doing them in order. So it's not like you're going to be, you know, put at the back of the line or anything like that. That's kind of a bummer though. Especially if you you planned on being off work and you're like, yeah, this thing's coming in. I'm gonna be playing this thing all over my winter break or whatever, or over the holiday season, or you know, we don't wanna, you know, be around your in-laws. You could have been playing this thing.
I'm gonna just go back to the room and sleep
anyway. I think everybody has tried to do a portable gaming system when it comes to PC games. We saw Nvidia do it with a what was that called,
didn't they have like a Shield Go or something?
Yeah, the Shield, the Nvidia Shield. We've seen a bunch of other companies and nothing has blown me away where I was like, oh, I need that. I don't play a whole lot of games. And PC gamers, these
controls. Yeah, my input. Like, I don't play like my Steam library probably has 5 games that would work well with thumb controls, right? Now, I say that knowing that there's a whole console world where they use thumbs and, you know, to play the games I play, but it's just not my world.
Yeah. And the fact that it's like, okay, If I want to play a game portable like this, I can do it on my phone. If I'm going to play like the arcade game, and I can get something that's going to go around my phone that gives me controls, better controls than like just the phone. Bunch of companies make those.
And I think we've seen, like you said, companies try these before. And I'm just that person that I don't rely on public transportation. Like, I could see this, if I was one of those people that's riding a bus or the train or subway or, ride sharing, whatever the case may be, on a regular basis or traveling a lot, then it may I may consider this. But in my current environment, I don't have a reason for this when I wouldn't just come down here and get a 27-inch screen and play on it. So
yeah, same here.
It's got a home somewhere, I'm sure.
We'll see how it does. Remember, the Steam controller was supposed to be this amazing thing. I had one, and didn't really use it. So yeah. So we'll see how that goes. And our last little piece of news is about Grand Theft Auto, the definitive edition or the trilogy, which I was on vacation when this came out. And all I saw on Twitter was all of the launcher broke, and there was all these issues, and there's still all these issues. But luckily, modders are fixing some of the problems that that come up in the game. And we have a list of a bunch of mods that you can get that sort of fix the game. This is, again, one of those launches that should have been easy, I feel.
I didn't even know, I'm totally unaware of this story, so I didn't even know this was a thing.
Yeah, so obviously Grand Theft Auto Trilogy remastered.
Okay. So it's older games, it looks like?
Yeah, yeah.
Vice City and San Andreas, maybe?
I believe it's Grand Theft Auto 1, 2, I forget which ones. But in any case, it was supposed to, just be this launch of the old games, support new resolutions and all this other stuff, and obviously work with their launcher. The launcher went down. There was all these issues, couldn't connect. And then playing the game had all these issues as well. Just all this stuff. So all these modders out there have already been working on fixing a lot of the problems in the game before the developers have been able to fix them, which is kind of funny. But yeah, you can check out. We have links to all those. But I just think that, again, Cyberpunk, we're coming up here on Battlefield 2042. Hopefully that's a smooth launch. I just don't, this day and age, I just don't know how there's all these problems. I know you're dealing with people who have hardware that probably spans 10 years in time as far as the hardware that they're running. But, with the launcher going down and all that other stuff, it just seems like this shouldn't be a thing. And it's still a thing.
I mean, think of all those games back in the day, cartridges or early disc based, where it's like, well, if there's bugs, they're just there. And because there's no updates to a cartridge, or those early games. And I don't feel like we had nearly as many issues with games like we do now. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Whether they've got to meet timelines that aren't realistic or whatever.
I mean, that's what we hear. We see all these stories come out about the crunch and, trying to get a game done. And it's, so.
And I mean, I know the company as a whole has to have a predictable income stream. So they've got to kind of have a layout for how long a game's going to take to come out and when they're expecting it to come out and when they can expect revenue from that game, so on and so forth. It just kind of feels like it a lot of times hurts the game and forces your customers through a bad experience, unfortunately.
Yeah. So that is our news for the week, guys. We're back, like I'm back. So there'll be a lot more news, a lot more stuff going on. It was nice to take a week. I mean, I was still working, you know, like from a laptop, but it's, I was saying the best thing about being back is being back on my big screen here, my big 49 inch. I was working on a little 14 inch laptop and now I'm back to this big screen. So
that and got your gigabit internet back as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was staying at a friend's house and they have like, I mean, not, it's not like crazy slow. It's not like it was dial up, but it was, you know, a lower tier of sure. the internet that probably that most people are fine with. But when you can tell the difference, obviously. But yeah, so coming up next week, I'll be taking a look at another portable SSD. This is the Kingston XS2000. This is their USB 3.2 Gen 2x2, which should have speeds around 2000 megabytes a second. This thing is like,
that's tiny.
Very, I wish I, it's in the other room. It's so small. I mean, you can kind of see in this picture. I mean, just they have, yeah, I mean, like it's very, very small, which is of course good. So you can throw this in your pocket, you know what I mean? And you can throw it in a pouch or, you know, whatever it may be. It's not going to take up a whole lot of space. It's definitely one of the smaller Gen 2x2 drives that we reviewed. So, yeah, excited to take a look at that. And then I'll be taking a look at some RGB fans from Be Quiet. They announced these last week, and we're going to have them for you. So these are their new Light Wings fans, RGB fans. They're going to offer them 120 and 140 millimeter. I think we have the 140s. I'm not sure. I'm sitting over there. And they're going to just a PWM version and then a PWM high-speed version. We have a three-pack of the just the PWMs, but they did send us a single, the high speed, so we can kind of see the difference between the two. But yeah, Be Quiet's fine as RGB fans. So
yeah, I'm excited to see how these, you know, noise-wise and everything. Obviously, you know, in their intro to this, they're talking about, you know, high performance and quietness now with lighting, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll have that for you guys next week. And we talk about the end here. The big thing, you were playing, you said, this past mm-hmm. week, Halo Infinite multiplayer, it's free to play. So you can, here's a Steam page for it. You can go ahead and download it. I played the beta and I was just not a fan of it. Just the way.
Yeah. You know, I played Monday when the game came out. It was a smooth experience as far as getting it, you know, didn't run into any issues with, you know, some of those early hiccups that you see kind of like with the Grand Theft Auto. So that, as far as that goes, everything was fine. I don't know what it is about the game. I just didn't like how it felt. Movement felt okay. That took a little bit to get used to, but every game runs a little differently regarding like how player movement feels and how jumping feels and all of that. It was mostly the gunplay that I just couldn't, I don't know. I'll give it another shot or a couple times, but I was getting pretty frustrated.
Yeah. I don't
know what it was. Hard to explain.
Yeah. It was just very, I don't know.
Shinny says I hated it in chat. He's right. I was about to rage quit in all honesty. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. Like when I was playing the beta, it just felt, I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. It just didn't feel right. But it could just be me getting used to it. I only played for like a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it looked good. Like it ran great.
He said
I wasn't that mad. I was just frustrated with it. So it was, I don't know.
Yeah, so check like it out.
I'll give it a shot again. But
if you guys want to play it, it's free to play.
Yeah, it's free. I mean, definitely check it out. Absolutely.
Yeah. So definitely, like I said, go ahead and check that out. We were talking right before the podcast. I did have a chance to fly my drone, mm-hmm. which I've had for a while, and I just never flew it. But I went back home and I was doing some hiking, and I decided to fly it. And it's pretty. This is, I have a DJI Mini 2. Pretty mm-hmm. easy to fly. And yeah, that's just, you know,
how long had it been since you've flown it?
I had never flown it.
You hadn't ever flown it? Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, so I had it probably for like 3 months, maybe even longer than that. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't fly it, and then I finally had time to fly it. And yeah, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
You know, once you get the app and you do everything, and yeah, it's just I think the Mini 2 doesn't have the sensors on the on like the so you have to watch where you're going because you know it won't tell you that it's going to hit something.
Right, yeah.
So that's the only thing. Because with like the ones that are above the Mini, like the Air, and the like the Mavics and the Pros, like they have sensors on the front and the back. So if you're like backing up, it will tell you I'm about to hit something. You know what I mean?
Yep. Okay, so you have the Mini too.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I can bring it up. Yeah, so this is the one that I have. Yes, that's the one.
Sweet.
Yeah, and I got with like the Flymore combo that has the batteries and all of that. It's small. Like you don't realize how small.
Oh, I know. Is. I mean, I have the Mini, and it's tiny. I'm a little jealous of your 4K video.
Yeah, 4K. I haven't even got to mess with anything else, but yeah, very, very cool. So I'm going to try to fly it.
Yeah. You've got some awesome spots around there. I think that would look cool. You've kind of limited, like we were talking earlier on where you can go.
Yeah. San Diego, there's a lot of military bases and all that where you cannot fly, but I'm going to find some cool place to fly and just get better with it. I think it's a thing with any of these things is you kind of need to use it to really be proficient with it. So,
yeah.
So yeah, so that was a lot of fun. Beyond that, did you do anything cool? Did you watch any movies?
I feel like I watched. No, maybe not. No, been pretty boring, honestly. No travel, no big stuff at work.
Yeah. All right. Well,
but I did see your, you know, some of those shots you took with your drone, and it made me want to get mine out too. So maybe I'll have to do that.
Yeah, it was cool because it was a little past peak time, back in Pennsylvania, so the leaves were sort of gone, but there was still a bunch of different colors. So yeah, Shinny said, Shinny Wifey and I finally saw Shang-Chi. That's the Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think somebody else was talking about that movie, but I'm not big into the Marvel stuff as much as I was before. So, but maybe I'll check that out. But yeah, we're going to be doing some gaming over on Twitch, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Ryan will be running that stream. So hopefully he has all of his stuff. He said to remind him to change his settings before he gets on there so we can get up and running smoothly. But yeah, we will be over there, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Want to thank everybody for coming out for the live stream. If you're in the live chat or if you're listening or watching later, we definitely appreciate it. And, I'm trying to think, is there anything else we have to say? No, we will be here next week. No week off like we had this past week. So we are going to end things here again. If you guys want to jump over to Twitch and watch us do some game, you can go ahead and do that. If not, we will see everybody next week.